Hello, welcome to The Word on the Street, an awesome chance to engage with the Bible for you and your kids. Time to turn your spare time into God's time, and here to help is your host, Anna Ware.
This fact is true. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. If you are thankful for Jesus doing this, and you love God for organising it, then will you love him in return? He definitely deserves it. Last episode, we looked at loving other people. And in this episode, we'll be looking at being empathetic. This is one trick that I have found really helpful in loving people when it's a bit tricky, when they're a little bit annoying, when they're doing things that you don't really like. Empathizing is imagining that you are them. In your mind, you are going through what they are going through. You're walking a mile in their shoes, as they say. While you're imagining that you're them, you are feeling and thinking what they would be feeling and thinking. You are going through what they are going through, only you're just imagining it. You're not really doing it. Like you see your dog licking her butt. Why is she doing that? Well, you imagine you are her. You have an itch there, but you have no hands. Your paws can't reach. They don't do a very good job. And you don't actually have very good taste buds, so it's not that bad. And when you do lick it, it doesn't feel itchy anymore. Can you see how empathizing can help you understand what others are going through? Empathizing when people do things that are irritating to you can help you to be more loving. And Paul asks us to empathize in Romans 12:15 when he says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn." This is saying, feel the feelings of those people who are around you. Some people find empathy easy. Some people are born and they can just do it straight away without thinking. Others have to work on a little bit. What kind of a person do you think you are? Are you the one who has to work on a little bit?
What do you think?
If you see someone who is not doing their schoolwork in class, what do you think they might be going through? What do you think they might be thinking? What do you think they might be feeling? Press pause if you need to. I'm thinking that maybe they're tired because their family got them out last night and they can't concentrate. Maybe the work is too hard and they don't understand the instructions. They don't want to look silly asking for more help. Maybe they can't see very well and they don't have enough money for glasses. Or maybe their parents are too busy to notice. Maybe they haven't worked it out yet. Or maybe they're dyslexic and the letters look like they're floating around on the page. There's lots of different things that that person might be going through when they're not doing their schoolwork. Here's another one. If you see someone who is being really mean and bullying your friend, what do you think they might be going through? What do you think they might be thinking and feeling? Maybe they get treated like that at home and they feel like if they can treat someone else like that, then they can be powerful just like their parents. Or maybe that's the only way they know how to make themselves feel better. Or maybe they just haven't been shown how good it is to treat people nicely. Here's the last one. If you see someone who is always eating, what do you think they might be thinking or feeling? Why are they doing that? Maybe they are hungry and going through a growth spurt. Maybe they don't eat much at home. Maybe they have worms. Who knows? Maybe they take medication that makes them hungry. Maybe they really enjoy their taste buds and they enjoy all of the flavors from everywhere. That's like my Lucy. There are lots and lots of things that people are going through in their thoughts and their feelings that we don't know about. And we can assume one thing. We can assume that people are just being annoying because they don't care. But often they're thinking and feeling something else. And it's a good little trick if you are trying to love somebody but they're always annoying you to stop and empathize and think, what are they actually going through in their thoughts and their feelings? Jesus empathized with the very people who nailed him to the cross. So while Jesus was actually on the cross, and then they nailed the people to the left and the right of him, Jesus looked down at the people and he prayed to God and he said, Father, forgive these people. They don't know what they're doing. And that's from Luke chapter 23. Jesus didn't just say, Father, punish these people, they're being horrible. He thought about what it would be like for them going through what they are going through, their thoughts and their feelings, and he realized their ignorance. They realized they didn't know. They didn't know better. And he acted in love, in compassion. Forgive these people, Father, they don't know what they're doing. Jesus was amazing, and he can lead by example in empathy. And remember, the more you practice, the better you get.
Story time.
I'm going to tell you a true story about a gorgeous little girl. She has lived 9 years with an overactive bladder. That means that she doesn't feel any sensation that she needs to go to the toilet. Some days she might have one or two accidents. Some days she might have 5 accidents. Some days she might wet her pants 10 times. It's very rare that she will go to school and not have an accident. Now, I'm fairly sure this girl would not want me to tell you her name, so let's call her Susie. Susie does her best. She gets changed every time she's asked. She has a watch that reminds her to go to the toilet every hour, and she goes off to the toilet, gets changed, comes back. She's really trying very hard not to be smelly. She's 9 years old now and in year four, but when she was in kindergarten, some of the girls noticed a smell and they said something really mean. And so ever since then, Susie's been really worried that people are going to judge her and be mean to her about her smell. She does have a friend who she told her little secret, and her friend understood. Her friend took time to empathize. Poor Susie at home, she does smell, and her family get a bit tired of her smell. They get a bit tired of her having to change all the time. They get a bit tired of the clothes sometimes smelling. They complain. Even the mum gets frustrated and cranky with it. It's been a long time. Susie's sister especially gets frustrated and yells and carries on about how horrible the smell is. Susie's mum talks to Susie's sister and says, how would you like it if you had an overactive bladder and had to go through all of the things that Susie has had to go through? Imagine walking in Susie's shoes. Susie's sister stops complaining. She puts up with it. Empathy in this situation is a way that has kept everyone in the family and friends at school loving Susie, even though she doesn't smell so good. If someone is complaining to you about something, it's best to empathize. To love them in this way and to empathize, you need to show them that you're imagining what they're feeling. So you can just say, I can imagine you'd be feeling like this. I can imagine you'd be feeling horrible. I'm imagining you could be feeling so sad. Oh, that sounds devastating. If you can't label the emotion, not sure which emotion it is, you could just say, that sucks, hey. Those three words have helped in my family so many times. I'll be complaining to Brad for ages and he will not know what to say. And after I gave him those three words, that sucks, hey, I just felt a connection immediately. He was imagining that he was me and he was feeling the pain I was feeling. If you say those three words, and then later you can branch out with the other ones, it can help you have better connections with others. It can help you to have more patience and kindness towards others, and it can actually help you be happier in general.
question time.
Think of something that someone has done to you lately that you didn't like. What did they do? And what do you think that they were thinking or feeling when they were doing that thing? Question two. How do you think empathizing could help you love that person in that situation? Next week, we're going to be discussing another way for loving others, and that is by being generous. Two other generous people giving up their time to create a podcast are Megan Powell-Dutoit and Michael Jensen. Together, they argue and disagree and discuss all kinds of issues on their podcast with all due respect. It is titled With All Due Respect because that is the way they aim to talk to one another and want to be able to model it to all of us. It's an amazing podcast. I totally recommend you tune into that one.
Well, we have come to the end of this episode, but it doesn't have to be the end of the conversation. Why not take a moment now to think about what you can take away from today's talk? Oh, and if you want to discover more episodes and resources, head on over to the Word on the Street website. There's a link in the show notes, and you'll also find there a copy of today's passage. Thanks for being part of the Word on the Street. We're really looking forward to you joining us again real soon.
You've been listening to the Eternity Podcast Network, eternitypodcasts.com.au.